Yeah, we're absolutely delighted. Now we're just making our way back from Mullingar here now at the minute. So it was absolutely fantastic to get the win, to get the season started.
Well, always good to get the season off to a winning note, and probably difficult to assess your opponents so early on in the season. So what happens next? Who's next up on the agenda?
Well, next up for us now, it'll be the Wexford Eagles. We'll be playing. We played them in the bowl game of 2016. We only won that game the last throw of the game. So it's probably going to be a really tight game. Coming into this game, now we weren't too sure how we were going to be fixed up against the Minotaurs. But luckily enough, now we got three big scores on the board. But it took a while late into the third quarter to put up the scores, so it was definitely a big challenge coming down here. We're glad to get the result.
And you've drafted in a few new personnel during the training sessions in recent times, and for a number of players, was this their first match?
Yeah, I think it was, we had three people actually started, three new rookies, they made their starting debuts there for the team too as well. Michael Coyle is probably one of them there from Letterkenny, and it was a good breaking in for them. You know, one of them had a great block for, there was a touchdown scored there, an 80-yard touchdown by Ryan Brawley. It's vital that the blocks be put in, and there was an unreal block put in there too as well by one of the rookies. So as you say, it's great to be having them down and putting in the big hits for us as well to keep it growing.
Well, you've made considerable strides over the last few years, so what's the ambition for this year? Just how far can you go?
Well, hopefully again, it's just to keep building up the points in the league, and finish in the top four. It's always, if you try and finish in the top four in the league, then first place fourth, second place third, in the semi-final of the bowl game, of the semi-final of the bowl game. So it's always, you're always trying to finish in the top four, but if you finish first, you know you're going to be seeded against the team that finishes fourth. So that's the aim, is to try and finish as high up the table as possible, and then maybe come bowl game, which is pretty much like championship season, you'd be facing hopefully maybe a weaker opponent come the semi-final. So our aim is making the semi-final and then pushing on from that. We made the semis last year, but we were stopped just very close to the 5-yard line, and if we would have got over that, we would have been in the final, but it just didn't happen for us. So hopefully trying to push on a bit more this year.
And just to recap for those who don't know, you've spread your wings over a fairly wide area of four players, and essentially Letterkenny and Derry have been sort of used as the two bases, but the number's growing all the time.
The numbers are growing all the time, and we've actually got a lot of Sirban players too as well, playing for us as well. We'd be lost without our Sirban boys too as well, you know. So it's Donegal, Derry, Sirban, and it's unreal. It's a great mix of people to come in together. Like, we're just absolutely buzzing there, you know, just leaving. You know, once you get the win, you know, it's a great feeling. The nerves were all there among the whole lot of us, because we just didn't know how we were going to get going, because, as I say, like, with grounds in Derry and with grounds in Letterkenny, but the floods had us really bad this year down in Drumahoe, so it's kind of knocked us a bit. We've lost a lot of equipment at the start of the year, just due to flood from the dam, or damage from the flood. So it's been absolutely brilliant to come down here now and to get the first game over, and it's been just unreal.
And if anybody wants to get along here in the Northwest and to watch you in action, do we know when your next game is on and where people can get to see you?
Yeah, well, next week it's two weeks' time. It's going to be in Limavady. We're going to be using Limavady's pitch just at the minute while our home pitch in Drumahoe gets repaired. So Limavady have opened up their grounds for us. So we'll be playing out there in 2 weeks' time. Sunday kickoff. It's 1 o'clock. So it is. We're also going to have a game in Letterkenny. We always have a game in Letterkenny. It's going to be up in College Jallia again this year. We're pleased to announce as well. So we always put a big emphasis into the Donegal game as well. And so we're hopefully going to have a lot of activities and fun for that as well. That's probably going to be closer to the I would say maybe July, I would say, we'll be back in College Stadium. We always love playing in Donegal there as well, so we're really excited and looking forward to that. And if I could just give a shout-out as well to your head coach, Jason Brock. He lives in Buncrana there, but he's not able to make us to the game. We wasn't able to make it to the game in the hospital at the minute, so it was just a big shout out, a big thanks to him for all the work he's done for us, and we're glad to get the touch or to get the win for him today.